Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna sayyidana maulana muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الارض هونا واذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما وقال تعالى تلك الدار الاخره نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الارض ولا فسادا والعاقبه للمتقين صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من تواضع لله رفعه الله او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام تھوڑی آگے آ جائیں آپ دس پلیس از ایمپٹی یہاں آ جائیں Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. We seek refuge in Allah Azza wa Jal from the evil within ourselves and the evil of our evil deeds and from the evil which exists in the universe. It is Allah Azza wa Jal whom can only give protection. When he wills, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited one dua and one zikr after every fard prayer. After every fard prayer, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite a certain supplication, which was, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahul mulk wal hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadeer. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, Allahumma la mani'a lima atayt. That is specially after fard prayer. Allahumma la mani'a lima atayt. That, O Allah, whoever you want to favor and you want to bestow with someone, there is none which can hold that back. So if Allah azza wa jal want to favor someone, give someone, bestow some mercy on anyone, there is no one who can hold it back. Especially after prayer, first prayer it is recited. And there is reason, many reasons for that. Because normally people miss and delay the first prayer and the prayer with Jama'ah due to some reason or some fear of loss and harm. Maybe they will lose their job, or maybe they have, if they close the shop, they will lose some income. Or whatever, if they will miss appointment with someone. But remember, the most important appointment of that time is with Allah Azza wa Jal. So if you have a dentist appointment, just go, one should at least see the dentist. If you have an appointment with the doctor, yes, one should see the doctor. But when you have appointment with Allah Azza wa Jal, then actually all other appointments should be cancelled. And why Allah Azza wa Jal, Rasulullah used to recite this, that look, that, O Allah, when you want to bestow something on someone, no one can withhold it. And وَلَا مُعْتِيَ لِمَا مَنَاتَ. And from whomever you want to withhold anyone, anything, O Allah, you do not want to give something, a wealth, it may be wealth, it may be money, it may be property, it might be honor, it might be health if a person is going to visit a doctor. So Rasulullah says, La almaniya lima adu, la mu'tiya lima manata. Whoever, Allah, you don't want to give anything to someone, none can give that person. So don't you see, the most people, rich people, or the people who have at their disposal the highest level of technology and medical science, that they also die and they go from this world. No matter they are kings or queens, or they have All this wealth, they have to go as well. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He wills, they have to leave. جب اللہ کی مشیت ہوتی ہے تو پھر اس کو کوئی چیز روک نہیں سکتی. And رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, اس بات blessed sunnah and habit, he used to recite this dua after every fard prayer so that the people understand that if you attend the prayers, if you attend the salah, you're not going to lose anything, you are not going to gain anything without the will of Allah, and you have appointment with Allah Azza wa Jal. So if there are guests at your house, alhamdulillah, a guest is also a mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, and it is rahmah, and one should be happy and pleased if a guest actually appears in one. But yes, if there is a time for prayer, then you should also say to the guest, invite him or them as well, and also yourself actually, that now we have appointment with someone who is more superior and much superior and far superior than anyone, and it is our Creator. So we seek refuge in Allah Azza wa Jal from the evil of ourselves. There's evil in ourselves, there's evil outside ourselves. The good comes from Allah. The good comes from Allah. Evil is already in the creation. For example, if you want to destroy something, if you want to destroy a house, or if a person has a garden, very good garden with fruits which bear apple trees or mango trees, whatever. If the garden needs to be destroyed, you don't need to employ someone. If it's left for 6 months or 1 year, automatically it will perish away and it won't bear fruit as it used to be. But yes, if you want to maintain even a small garden outside your front door, you have to actually put some effort into it, no matter it is small. People employ even gardeners for these things. So if you want to destroy anything, there is not much thing needed, because the evil is already there, the harm is already there, the good is going to come by the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and you have to put effort into it. So we, alhamdulillah, are discussing and benefiting ourselves from the teachings of the mashayikh and according to the Quran and the Sunnah. And the topic which we are discussing is humbleness and humility, jisko tawazo kehte hain, ajzi kehte hain, inkisari kehte hain, and that is the door to all good. That is the door to all good. Har cheez jo khair hai wo iske baad shuru hoti hai. If a person does not have this quality, which means that if he thinks he is better than other people and other people are lowly, then that person is not going to succeed in achieving closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal. That is what it is, unanimous decision of all the masters of science of self-purification and Sufiya. A person is not going, if he even considers one person to be lowly than himself, he is not going to achieve, because there is blemishes, there is contamination in his heart. Now, which is the quality of Allah Azza wa Jal? Kibr, jisko kehte hain na, greatness. When you say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, this is not only to say, one should also believe it in level of heart, that Allah is the greatest. When Allah is the greatest, He is Akbar, then who am I to actually claim any greatness over other people? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, Tilka darul akhirah, this abode and this house of Akhirah. Allah said, نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عَلُوًّا. We have created and we have made this house and this abode and this world of Akhirah, meaning paradise, for those people who does not want to be elevated in this world. They don't want to be elevated. If Allah elevates, like Anbiya al-Islam, Awliya Allah, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates. They never actually wanted self-elevation. They negated everything. They negated everything, so Allah Azza wa Jal elevated them. And those people who elevate themselves, Allah actually subdues them, dishonors them and disgraces them. So Musa alayhi salam was honored, but he did not portray himself, while Pharaoh actually claimed that, not I am the rich person or I am the leader, I am the president, he said. He went far as anyone could go, saying that I am actually the God. But now even every nation cursed them that they have been doing zulm and oppressing the children of Israel and then doing some wrong thing. And so Pharaoh has become a symbol of rebelliousness and oppression now. While Moses, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, they are symbols of piety, righteousness and goodness. They did not portray themselves. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was ridiculed by even scholars of the time, which were Jewish scholars, Muslim scholars, they were supposed to. They were Muslims until they denied Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Once they denied, then they became kuffar. So they were Muslims. Those Jewish scholars, they were Muslim until Isa alayhi salam gave them invitation. When they denied his message, then they became non-Muslim and they were declared non-believers. Anyone who does not believe in the Prophet of the time, he is declared a non-believer by Allah Azza wa Jal. So, humbleness or humility and ajzi in Kisari. As I was saying you on Thursday, that there is a desire in every foremost people who do not have knowledge, people who are not close to God, except only Allah, and people who are pious and righteous, like many of yourself. They have desire to conquer everything. They want to conquer other people. They want to prove that I am great in knowledge, or I have more wealth. I have two shops, you have one shop. I have 7-bedroom house, you have 3-bedroom house. I have this. They want to conquer in their own way, the desire to conquer everyone. All the clash between husband and wife. The 90% of the dispute is about money and about honor, that the statistics were actually, I read somewhere. The 90% of people, husband and wife, when they call it is money, there is involved. One wants to control, conquer the other one wants to conquer the other. So why? On the first place they came together, the question is asked. If you want, you both want to conquer each other and want to become enemies, why did you become together? That you came together, that one, you will serve and help each other and support each other in order you can please God more, please Allah Azza wa Jal more and more. And if you have a desire of conquer and dominance, then actually there will be clash. So from the single fard and single entity of the person, a family, to the international level, it is all a desire to conquer. If it's a war between one country or the other country, it is a desire to conquer. Dispute between brother and brother, how much they love each other, brothers. They are born from the same parents, but now maybe over a piece of land which is maybe as big as this, actually, Zawiya or Khanqa, they have dispute and they are willing to harm each other. Then they have lost brothership, really. Now they have become enemy. So in families, in children, on society level, tribal level, village level, people have, in our cultures, they have what they call communities, tribes, that we are, for example, a certain tribe which belong to such a such person. Well, Islam came and said that these tribes and these old nations and all these castes are nothing to do with superiority. Nothing to do with superiority. It doesn't mean that I am from a certain tribe, that I am better than the other person. This is the seed of arrogance. So as I was saying to you, that there is a desire, the Sufiya say, the Mashayikh say, that person have a, the nafs has a desire to conquer, fata karna, hare ko fata karna. When there is a clash, I want to be the dominant. I want to conquer. I want to be the victorious with the family. In mosques, people are fighting. That I want to be the secretary, the other one, I want to be secretary. You want closeness of Allah Azza wa Jal, na'uz billah, or these officers? If you want closeness of Allah Azza wa Jal, it is not actually related to an uhda or an office. You can get closeness of Allah by doing khidmat of mosque. No one would say, why you actually, if someone is cleaning the mosque, hoovering the mosque, what they want to serve the mosque. You don't need an office for that or a title for that. And if you desire the title, that itself is a proof that you do not deserve it. Because Prophet ﷺ said that whoever claims a title that give me this office, give me this office, do not give to him. وہ اس کا اہل نہیں ہے. حضرت ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ became a خلیفہ. He did not say, I want to become a خلیفہ. The Muslims made him خلیفہ. After حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ never said, I want to be a خلیفہ. But حضرت ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ nominated him. And people asked حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, many fathers, they nominate their sons that he is going to be my heir, he is going to actually run etc. this company or country or this system of the political system. But what, you know what Hazrat Umar رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ said? He did not nominate anyone, but he said one thing. He said, I would only say one thing, my son Abdullah bin Umar will never be a khalifa. That's what I say, that is my hope. So he gave the opposite instruction. The other, he nominated a khalifa. He said, I don't nominate. He made a committee of 6 people. He said, whoever amongst them, they choose a khalifa. But one thing he said, do not, my son Abdullah is not to be included in there. That was Hazrat Umar رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. So these are the people who are elevated, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the good news of paradise in this world. Inko jahan mil gayi. So desire to conquer, one person wants to conquer the other, the wife wants to conquer the husband, or the wife wants to conquer the in-laws of the, and the husband and the other one wants to, so there is a clash going all the time, and all this is shaitanic and evil. So the Sufiya say, they have actually quote the root, they say that if you want to become close to Allah Azza wa Jal, you should conquer the desire to conquer. So conquering the desire, that is the thing which wants to elevate yourself on everyone. They said conquer that actually desire, or dominate that desire. Then you are a real brave person, because you have subdued the shaitan and nafs. And Prophet ﷺ also said so that a person, the strongest person is not who puts down another person in the wrestling ring. Rasulullah said, the strongest person is that who controls himself in the state of anger. Anger is in the person. If he is not able to control himself, meaning he cannot conquer himself, how is he going to conquer others? He cannot conquer him, his own anger. And he is going to conquer 100,000 of those angers from other people. He is not. He is going to cause a chaos. So a person says, what will happen when I won't be here? You know, I am running this household, I am running this mosque, I am running this company, I am running my family. What will happen when I won't be here? The Mashayikh say, what was when you were not here? Who was running when you were not here? Maybe it was run in a better way. So you are not here to serve, actually, that worship anything else but other than Allah Azza wa Jal, and on the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you serve the creation as well, because it is His will and His wisdom and His command and His instruction. So I mentioned to you some of the teachings of the mashayikh, the awliyaullah and salihin scholars about humbleness, what they thought or what they believed humbleness or humility is. And as I said, the conclusion is, when you have conquered the desire to conquer others, you have really got something in your hand. Because you are the strongest person then. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his anger was manifested very evidently. People could, the companion said that we could see the expression of his face turned red completely. So the anger was there, but Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not express it or manifest it in a way to say something wrong with his tongue, na'udzubillah, or to do with his hand. So becoming, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, mentioning about muttaqeen and awliyaullah, wal kazimeen al ghayz, that those who swallow or who bear the anger, who control the anger. It's not that they don't become angry. Angry, they might become angry more than others, because they understand things more clearly. than others. They understand more deeply than others. So maybe they're angry more than others. They become angry more than others. But the control which they have, that is actually dominates. Hazrat Abu Sa'id, and you should know that me, yourself, we are all seekers of the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Hum sab Allah ki raza chahte hain, and we want to become close to Allah Azza wa Jalla, want to become close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I am saying to you that first thing which you have to conquer is actually this desire to conquer others, dominate others, greatness others. And second thing, humility or ajizi is not something which you can adopt. It's not something which you want. If you are adopting humility, this means you are not humble person, or you are adopting humbleness. It is a state which is continuously in the person. It is an attitude which is mingled, which is mixed, which becomes a second nature of the person. He doesn't have to say, now I want to be humble and now I don't. This means he isn't. He is just doing a drama. Sometimes he puts the clothes of humbleness, sometimes he doesn't, he is actually the other person. So this means that himself is confused, doesn't know what he is. If a person has a temperature, he is ill and he has fever, it is not just that thinking that I should become well, he will become well. It is a state. That person is now has a temperature. Now to become cured, he will have to adopt a certain medicine, etc. He will have to rest, etc. Then he becomes cured. When he's cured. Now he can't say, in the next second I'm going to have temperature, in the next 5 minutes, then again it will go down on the other side. This means that there's some joke going on, or he's using drugs or something else. Because the real person, when it becomes a state, it stays there for a long time. So firstly it is learned, but humility, it becomes the nature of the person. It's not, oh, this person is good, I have to be humbled for him. Oh, this is my brother, and I have to be humble. No. It should become your nature. It's an animal, or if it is a person, or if it is a human being, if you have that quality, you are going to have that quality. It's like truthfulness. You have the quality of truthfulness, you speak truth. You speak truth to children, you will speak truth to elders, you will speak truth to others. And people who speak falsehood, one day they come to the level, they begin to speak falsehood with Allah Azza wa Jalla. They begin to deceive, try to deceive Allah Azza wa Jalla, and in Allah's sight they are written as liars. Because they started from somewhere called white lies, and that led them into actually disaster. So Hazrat Abu Sa'id Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali was a saintly person, who was the son of Maulana Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Quddus Gangohi Rahmahullah, and he was a high level Chishtiya saint. There came at one of his disciples, Hazrat Nizamuddin Balkhi from Russian states, in order to learn self purification and tazkiyah nafs, etc., etc., etc. So he came there, he stayed for a long time with Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Quddus, Gangohi Rahmahullah. And then he went away to his own native country, Bukhara, jahan se Imam Bukhari. So he went to Bukhara. Now Sheikh Abdul Quddus Rahmatullah Alayhi, he had a son called Abu Sa'id. Hazrat Abu Sa'id, when he got to his young age, he thought that I also want to come close to Allah Azza wa Jal. And he used to hear from people that your father was a great saint, but he had a deep sigh, deep breath he took. He said, but he has passed away now. After mere walid sahab fauth ho gaye hain, he has passed away. Now I want to attain closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal. I want to attain closeness to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How can I achieve closeness? So people told him, although your father Shaykh Abdul Quddus Rahmatullah Alayhi, a Chishtiya saint who has passed away, but one of his disciples, one of his deputies, Khalifa, he lives in Russia. You see, when the desire is there, a person can find the person. A person can find. People was in search of money, we discovered England from Bangladesh and Pakistan. And it is strange, a person says, that I can't find any pious person because I've looked in my town, I don't see in the, my street. Well, for money, for which is nothing really, which is just a means that we to live and live, to fulfill the necessities, a person travels so far further away. And for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in relationship with them, why not travel? Why not travel? Yes, one should travel more and more. And those people who travel, they really got to the Messiah, and to, they found the person they want to find. And I have mentioned to you that Shaykh Abdul Aziz Dabbagh rahmatullah alayhi himself wandered, bewildered for 12 years. And he went to far as India, imagine, from Mubez, Morocco, and where is actually India. So he went there. And he came back from there as well. So when you really want, you can actually, the people from Bangladesh, India, Pakistan, from all world, they come to study here. They leave their household for 3-4 years because they are doing some kind of course. While they are going to get a degree and they don't know they are going to get a job when they go back or not. But when a person really wants, you want to come establish relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal, it will be so cheap that you just get by just running around here in the street, or it will come to you. No, this is the most precious thing. It is only to be given to those people who will put some effort and who will strive. Because Allah and Allah's love is not something which is cheap, which anyone can have. By Allah Azza wa Jal has the power to bestow it on anyone when He wills. But that is not the sunnah of Allah. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was born without a father. And Allah can create someone without a father. But if nowadays a woman, a lady, she said, I am not marrying, because why do you not marry? Because I am not marrying because actually I am going to have a son without a father. Because why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did it for Mary, the mother of Jesus, why could he not do for me? And when you say to that sister, no sister, you have to marry because this is the sunnah of Allah. And she said, don't you have believe in the qudrat of Allah? Don't you know the qudrat and the power of Allah that he can do? That is the example of those people who does not repent from sin. And they say, Allah is merciful, Allah is merciful. When you say, stop sinning or come to the obedience and the sunnah of Rasulullah, they say, don't you know Allah is merciful? Now, you will know when you die. When you face the angel of death, he will tell you how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful for those people who have killed people, who have wronged themselves, but now they want to return to Him. They want to repent. For them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will forgive you. But those who are adamant and who are lazy and they are obstinate, ziddi kisam ke log hain, they don't want to come, for them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment is there. Now one person asked that I have committed zina 3 times, what shall I do? I said, stop it. Stop it. Now if a person is doing something, it's wrong at least, and I've been divorced 2 times, what shall I do? I said, stop actually getting that divorce. What do you do that everyone is giving you a divorce? You must be doing something wrong. So wherever you are, if you are doing wrong things, well, you are human being. Human beings do make mistakes. Insanon se galtiyan ho jati hain. Gunah bhi insan karta hai. But wherever you are, stop there now. Now don't deceive yourself. You are continuing to the hell, destiny of hell, to the destination of hell, and then saying, oh, what's happening to me? I'm going towards the hell. Oh, what's happening to me? I'm going towards the hell. And you are continuing the journey as well. Stop. And the children, when I used to school, they used to play a game when they run around and one person says, freeze, and then the child just freezes there. It's a game which they play in primary school. So I would say actually that wherever you are, freeze there now. Don't go forward. Freeze and actually think how you can go backward now. There's no good saying that I am sinning, I am sinning, I am sinning. What shall I do? Well, first thing is stop it. But ruk jao. Jahan bhi ho, jahan bhi hai. 100 qatl kar liya to wahan ruk jao. 90 dafa zina kar liya to wahan ruk jao. 1000 guna kar liya to wahan ruk jao. 1,000,000 guna kar liya to stop there. That is the first thing. If you are not going to do that, nothing can happen. You will end up in hellfire if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have mercy on you. So Shaykh Abu Sayyid, the son of Shaykh Abdul Quddus, he was a righteous man, but he said, I want to become really close to Allah Azza wa Jal. The Mishnah said, the people said that your father have a deputy, has a khalifa, but he lives in Russia. He said, no, just tell me, I'm willing to travel to Russia. So he went all the way from India to Russia. And there, when Sheikh Shah Nizamuddin Balkhi rahmatullah alayhi heard that the son of his Sheikh is coming, he with so many people, with hundreds of people from the city, he went to welcome him and to honor and to izzat karte, because he could see actually his Sheikh in there. So wo uske izzat karam karne ke liye shahar se bahar nikle, outside the city, and they welcomed him, they gave him the best possible convinced that he could travel on a horse or a cart, which was, and with a great procession they came. And every day the Sheikh would visit his son, the son of Sheikh Abu Sayyid, Sheikh Nizamuddin Balkhi will visit Hazrat Abu Sayyid and will ask him how he is, etc. Will give him a place near him when he used to sit in the Khanqa, wherever he went. And food, magnificent and delicious and luxurious life and food were given to him usually. After about 1 month, he said, I seek permission from you now. Main ja raha hoon. I'm going back. Mr. Sheikh gave him some asharfi, jisko kehte hain sonne ki, some gold coins. He was given to Shah Abu Sayyid by the Sheikh Nizamuddin Balkhi. He gave him gold coins and said, okay, then thank you very much for coming and remember me in your prayer. What Abu Sayyid did, he said, I do not want this wealth. I want the wealth which you brought from my father to here. Now when he said this, actually Hazrat Abu Sayyid, Hazrat Nizamuddin Balkhi, when he said, main wo daulat chahta hoon jo aapne mere walid sahab se seene se aap laaye hain yahan, I want that. Hazrat ne farmaya, Sheikh Abu Nizamuddin said, okay, then you want that kind of purification and clothes of Allah. He said, yes, I want. So are you willing to sacrifice? Yes. So aapne farmaya, iske kapde utar do. His clothes, these luxurious and very expensive clothes, they should be taken. He gave him one cloth and they said, now, from now on, you are not allowed to sit with me here in the Khanqah, but you have to serve horses. And there was, at that time, Sheikh Nizamuddin had some dogs for protection and for hunting. He said, now you should live in the stable and serve and wash the dogs, etc., etc. That is your khidmat. Koi zikr nahi diya, koi cheez nahi di, koi cheez. You see, some people, the zikr has opposite effect. For some people it's benefit, but some people who do it without the permission of the mashayikh, and they are doing, their arrogance and self-lightness is developing with the zikr. The zikr should have the effect that the nafs is subdued and become lowly. And that person is doing 100,000 times zikr and thinking, nowadays there's no one in Hyde. I don't think in Manchester who are actually the 100,000. It's a complete opposite effect. While the zikr should actually bring the person down, he should think that there is no one, the belief should come into him that there is no one actually lowly than him. The zikr to hai Allah ke kareeb karne ke liye, makhlooq se door karne ke liye. Agar zikr kibar paida kar raha hai, no? Nawafil, your nawafil and your fasting, nawafil, dafli fasta, they are making you a more person who looks down upon another person. Oh, this, I don't give this person read tahajjud, and I don't know why he's sitting with me like this. He should not. So if this attitude develops, this is a sign actually that that person is doing it without actually the permission of the mashayikh, and he can end up in disaster. So Shaykh Abu Sayyid ne farmaya that Abu Sayyid should live in the stable and should serve the horses and dogs, etc., etc. After 3-4 months, Hazrat Nizamuddin Balkhi, he sent a slave woman with full, he had a pot full of dung and waste and horse, stool and other things that he, of this kind of animal. And Hazrat said, now you will go past where Abu Sayyid is sitting and drop some of this filth on her, on him, and just report back to me what happened. So the slave woman went, and Abu Sayyid was serving dogs, etc., etc., there, but a little filth actually was thrown onto him. He said to her that you are very lucky that this is Bukhara. If it was Gango where I am, you would have known actually what happened. And the second thing is that you are the servant, the slave, servant maid actually of my share. So she went back. And when she reported back to Hazrat Abu Nizamuddin Balkhi rahmatullahi, he said that still there is great amount of kibar and self-lightness, that this person is not going to get close to Allah until it is there. So it remained there. He remained there. Another 3-4 months they passed. He again sent him. Now when the same slave woman went past and she threw some dirt and filth on him by just passing and showing that she is pretending that she is not going to, but by mistake it has happened. Now he did not say anything because now 3-4 months more he was being purified and he was doing whatever the Shaykh has said. But he only looked, gave her some harsh looks. The tongue was controlled. There are levels of people. You see, if you do something wrong to someone, someone might actually hit you. The other person just might say something to you that, where are you going or what do you think you are? There will be people who will just give bad looks to you, that what you are doing. So at that level, when Hazrat Abu Sayyid came, the woman went back to the Shaykh and said, now he did not say anything with the tongue, but there was bad looks. There was harsh, staunching looks. He said, still there is smell. You see how the Mashayikh actually saying that until this even smell of this self-likeness and arrogance, ye bande mein rahe, wo bhi rahe, to usko Allah ka qurb nahi mil sakta. Haan, theek hai, dolat dunia ki mil sakti hai, izzat dunia ki mil sakti hai. But to claim the closeness to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to Allah azza wa jalla, that cannot happen. Wo nahi milegi. And we forget all these things, and when first thing we want to become pious and righteous, the first thing we do is we say that all other people are evil, we are the good one. And I am, although I have been evil for 50 years, but now I have repented and I am good, and the others are not good. That is where it begins. And that is completely the opposite effect it will have. That's why no wonder very few people reach the court and presence of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Only Allah kyun kam hai? Why they are few? Why not majority is the pious and righteous? Mashayikh kyun kam hai? Why only Allah awliya kam hai? Aur humare jaise log jo hain wo zyada hain, duniya bhari hui hai, like people like us. Because there are few people who reach there. They all become deceived somehow by shaitan and nafs. Because they begin from making themselves great. Because main to badshah nahi basta, I cannot become a king. Nor I can become a governor, nor I can become a politician. So I might as well actually come to the back door of piety only to portray, and this is an ego trip. At the end, a person is going to say, only he has in his heart the ego. So mil jayegi usko, he will get praise from people, but he's not going to get, his inner self is going to be hollow. Wo khali ho jayega bilkul. It will be barren land. Wo sand desert ban jayega. Wo kuch bhi nahi hoga. So Shaykh Abu Nizamuddin said that Sahibzada, the son, has still some blemishes, some smell of this. Again, now 2-3, what he was doing was not doing anything in the Khanqah. He was not even allowed to clean the Khanqah. He was just serving, washing the dogs and cleaning and feeding them, etc., living with dogs and horses and living there as well. He was not allowed to even eat where other people ate. Allah ka qurb is tarah nahi milta. Like if the parents say to you, son, I don't want you to stay late night out after night time. And if the son say, no, the greatest enemy if someone asks is my father, because he doesn't let me stay near. He's going to ruin himself. The father wants to purify himself. باپ کو بہتری چاہتا ہے کہ بھائی بیٹے کو جو ہے وہ نصیحت کر رہا ہے and he is admonishing him. He should bear the hardship and the admonishment and the shouting and the punishment if it comes from the father because that is based on goodness. Because me and you are not in that state, so we don't understand. So at least we can submit to our father, our uncle, the elderly people, what they are saying is good for us. And we should, because many people ask, what shall I do? My mother, for example, when they get old age, she swears to me. My grandmother swears to me. And she's always taunting me, etc., etc., etc. But I say that their prayer for you is our prayers. And their swearing is also prayer for you. Maa jo hai, wo jo aapke buzurg hai, unki jo dwaayin hai, wo bhi dwaayin hai, unki ghaliyan aur unki shouting, wo bhi dua hai. That is dua as well. If you don't understand this secret, you've not really understood anything. Only don't look at the apparency, what the wording they are saying. Look at the love which they have for you and the welfare which they have for you in the heart. While the other people, shaitan might come with very sweet voice and delicious voice. I am your friend and let's enjoy ourselves. Meaning sometime in the form of friends. But first of all understand, your greatest friend is your father. My son, for example, says that my friend says that I want to buy this car. The father should say, I am the greatest friend, your friend is your father, I am your greatest friend. Other friends are lowly. There is a father as well, but there is a role of friendship as well there. Friend is who cares for you, and there is no one who cares for you more than a parent. Hazrat Nizamuddin Balkhi, rahmatullah alayhi, said, send that woman again with filth, and she threw it on him again. Now when she threw it on him, fully he was covered with the filth. Now he turned to her and asked actually forgiveness by holding her feet. آپ نے اس کے پاؤں پکڑ لیے تھے کہا مجھے معاف کر دو یہ میری وجہ سے آپ کو دھکا لگا ہے you have fallen because of me and he began to put all the things which were out the filth etc. inside the pot or the bucket wherever and said that forgive me as well. اب جو ہے when she went back and she said to Shaykh Nizamuddin Balkhi that's what the Abu Sayyid has said. He said now he is nearly actually he has reached destination but there is something left which he has to do. And he said that the next day imagine that is how the traits and the morals of Mashaykh develop. They don't pretend to have those morals but in reality they have. They don't have time to quarrel and dispute with other. They say there are hundreds of other people who have time for useless things like this. Why should I waste half an hour quarreling, disputing with my wife? Kyun main apna waqt zaya karu? If someone else wants to quarrel, I don't have time to quarrel. Death is approaching near me. I have much serious thing to do. And not to draw in these petty things. So Abu Sayyid was called by Shaykh Nizamuddin and said, but tomorrow we are going to go on hunting on horses with dogs etc. And he said to Abu Sayyid that the Shaykh would sit on the horse and Abu Sayyid will actually be on foot and holding the reins of dogs etc. etc. with him at that time and that day also he went. Now because of this mujahida Abu Sayyid has gone weak, wo kamzor ho gaye. And the dogs were very, very strong. They were actually hunting dogs. So when they went and the dogs during the hunting, they saw the prey. Now, when the dogs see the prey, they actually want to go to the prey. They want to run. They pull their reins and leads. And the Shaykh gave the order. To Shaykh Abu Nizamuddin Balkhi said to Abu Sayyid, Abu Sayyid, don't let the dogs go. Ye kuttu ko mat jaane do. Now he just listening to the command of his teacher, he said, how can I hold now? He said, I can't hold actually, there are too many. People like this never succeed. Because it is not the point that you can do it, it is, do you try to do it or not? Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi, someone said, the other student said to him, that why is it that this Imam Abu Yusuf and Imam Muhammad, they are outstanding, and we are also studying under your supervision, and we also study, we don't get the same kind of knowledge and same kind of wisdom. Hame to wo ilm nahi milta, ye Imam Abu Yusuf aur Imam Muhammad jo aapke shagird hain, jo Imam Abu Hanifa ke, unko kyun itna kamal hai? And others, he said, I will show you someday. So he said, one day, 100 students were there. And Imam Sahib ordered, there was a hill nearby. They were teaching in Kufa, some kind of hill or mountain. Imam Sahib said to his students, the students, what I want to do is to move this mountain from here on the left to the right side, from the left to the right. But the most of the students were like myself, actually, they said, Imam Sahib, na'udhubillah, what is he saying? Has he lost his mind? Hill bhi kabhi move ho sakti hai, mountain bhi kabhi move ho sakti hai, and the mountain bhi move? No. Meri fate is, we can't do it. So, hum is itani hota, hum idhar sabak padhne aaye hain ya mountain move karne aaye hain. So, they just remained seated. And Imam Abu Yusuf and Imam Muhammad, they both went. Wo dono gaye, and they began actually to like someone is picking up something, and they went, they strived and they struggled, that like they are moving the mountain. Imam Sahib ne farmaya, wapas aajo. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah said, come back. And he said to the students, that is the difference between Abu Yusuf and Muhammad, Imam Muhammad, and you. Mujhe bhi pata hai, mountain nahi aa sakti. But the obedience and the adab they have of the teacher, and the instruction of teacher, they know. But they said, we will exert the power as much as we have. The mountain does not move, let it not move. We have not disobeyed our teacher. Shaykh Nizamuddin said to Abu Sayyid that do not let the dogs actually go when they see the prey. So the dogs were rushing and they were more powerful and had more energy. So what Abu Sayyid did, he, instead of holding them in his hands, he tied their leads around his body. He said, maybe I can stop like this, that I have weight as well, and I will pull with my hands and I will tie them around my waist. But they were more strong, they even dragged Abu Sayyid with him. And now his head is bumping on a stone, there are prickles, thorns, all the body actually became wounded. And he became unconscious. And when he became conscious, and the people went to pick him up the next day, when he became conscious, the thing what he was saying, the wording he was saying, he said, that he was fearing, he said, my teacher, he is not angry, he is not displeased with me because I could not follow his command, I could not stop that off. He was still fear that my teacher, jo mein sheikh tha, wo naraz ho jayenge. My teacher will become angry because I have not fulfilled the command. And then when he came back, that night Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Quddus, the father of this son Abu Sayyid, met in the dream to Sheikh Nizamuddin. Sheikh Nizamuddin was a disciple. So now, his Shaykh actually, who has passed away, Shaykh Abdul Quddus, he met in the dream of Shaykh Nizamuddin. He said, Nizamuddin, I did not take so hard work from you when I had showed you the path to Allah Azza wa Jal, as you are showing it to my son. So, aapne phir usi subah bulake, and he gave whatever spiritual wisdom and spiritual initiation he wanted, and then he brought the closeness of Allah and whatever science of self-purification from Bukhara back to India, when India wapas gaye. So, aapne dekha hai ki if you study the true mashayikh, that they don't just teach you the zikr and things like this, etc., but really it is your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the creation. What's the relation with Allah of obedience, relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love and honor, and following his sunnah, and relationship with the creation, serving the creation. Allah ko ibadat se razi karo, aur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko unki itaat aur ittiba aur mahabbat se, aur makhlooq ko khidmat se. But ye mishaik ne farmaya. Shaykh Abu Yazid Bustami, which you have heard again and again, his blessed name. Four people came to visit him. I am one to come close to Allah. The other one said, yes, I also want. So they four came together, and
Shaykh Abu Yazid Bastami. So one of them, Hazrat Abu Yazid Bastami rahmatullah, used to live in a jungle. So they said that we have some luggage, etc. They've been traveling from far away. And they said, only one person can go, have to stay back to look after the things and luggage. Others, they can go. So now there are four people, and they know that there is a person sitting. Abu Yazid Bustami, bahut bade wali hain, Allah ke nek bande hain. So the four of them, they are quarreling, one with the other. You stay, you know, I have come from far away, and you know how I longed, etc., etc. And I did this in the way, and I said, the other say, no, you stay, you look after the luggage, we three go. One of them said that I am already evil person. I'm actually not very pious anyway. So I will look after the luggage, you three go. I will look after the luggage, you three go. Aap teenu chale jao. So wo teenu chale gaye, Shaykh Abu Yazid Bastami ke paas. Abu Yazid Bastami rahmatullah said that the real person who is to benefit, you have not brought with him. Get out from my presence and bring him with you. Otherwise, don't come. Ab usko, they went back and they said, we can't even go. Actually, aapne Bayezid Bustami ne farmaya, jo kaam ka jo banda hai, wo to laya hi nahi, wo to bahar baitha hua hai. Tum nakamme jo aapne wo achha samajhte ho, pehle aage. Those who think we are better than, you think you are, you three think, you are better than your colleague there. But yehi dalil hai ki tumhe koi fayda nahi hoga. You are not going to benefit from me. Usse jaake maafi mango, ask for forgiveness from him, and bring him. And so they brought him, and then they asked forgiveness. So farmaya ki ab tumhe charon ko fayda hoga. Now you, four of you will benefit. Because one person is being thought lowly. So that is what the humbleness and humility have some of the mashayikh saying. Then inshallah we will continue with other some of the sayings of our masters of science of self-purification. And always know, you are not going to attain it by hearing. Ye hearing say, but just hearing what I am saying is not going. Until you do the course of self-purification, it is not attainable. It's not normally attained by just hearing, listening. It is sohba and mujahidat. And also some other prescription for everyone, it can be different way to reach there, to have this quality. But I say to you that this is the first thing spiritually which anyone should strive to attain if they want to progress, actually, to come close to Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Kuwa mutakabbirin ke liye Rasulullah sallam said ki la yadkhulul jannah, jannat mein wo shakhs dakhil nahi ho sakta ki jiske dil mein zarra barabar bhi kibr ho. In paradise, no one can enter paradise until they have completely eliminated the kibr, and unless they have, if they have one atom's weight kibr in them, meaning that they think someone here must be worse than me, that is, they've lost it. Ye to Allah Pak ki aapka mamla hai, makhlooq ke saath talluq jo hai, jaise maine aapse farz ki hai ke conquer the desire to conquer others, conquer that desire, and you will really become a servant and warrior of Allah. Shaitan ne conquer nahi lagi. Shaitan wanted to actually, he conquered everything. He went to first heaven, second heaven, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. He lived with angels, he lived in paradise, but the desire to conquer Adam alayhi salam, you see, the desire to conquer Adam alayhi salam, said Adam alayhi salam, I don't want to prostrate to him. He is a person, he is a human being, he is a creation, I will bow down to the creator only. So unhone, kyunki shaitan apne aap ko unse acha samajhta tha, and he said with his own word, ana khair, I am good. This thing, I am good, then any other person will actually lead you to destruction. Now we finish here by saying this, and if there's any question, you may ask what's being said today. Koi baat puchni hai to puch le.